Kids Q is 97.9 The Hills Kids Question of the Week, presented by Community Works. Accepting donations now with physical distancing at both of their thrift shop locations, one in Carborough, one in Chapel Hill. Check their Facebook page for donation hours. And of course, both thrift shops are open for shopping as well, Thursdays through Mondays, now with extended hours. And they've added Thursdays to that now, too. Joined in the studio by the dynamic duo, the Dream Team. The pair with the flair.
Dun, da, da, da.
Victor Lewis and Aaron A.J. Johnson. I came up with the pair with the flair right off the top of my head because I got those first two and I was like, you need a third. And I didn't have anything.
Rule of threes.
Yeah,
can't stop at two.
You can't stop at two. You can. Yeah, that's why there's three of us in here.
Heard that before, and I like it quite a bit. I might have to use that.
Pair with the flair.
Maybe sounds good in French,
right?
Ze pair with ze flair.
Yeah, that is not French, but
close French enough. Accent.
Yeah, French accent.
Next best thing.
I mean, what is French if not English with a French accent?
Truly,
I am using that. That's going in the joke bank.
All right, everyone ready for Kids Q?
Absolutely.
Yes. All right, get around the radio. Here is today's question. If life were a video game, what would the cheat codes be?
Up, down, left, right, R1, R2, L1, L2.
Invincibility.
Yeah.
You started with the Konami code and then went off the rails. Also, life is already a video game. It's just the most hardcore RPG you can possibly imagine.
Yeah. Yeah.
Is the cheat code
hard work and discipline? Because
gross.
Get out of that.
Also,
the case.
I'm gonna steal that. I'm gonna write a book that's gonna sell 3 million copies.
Life is just a simulation. Here's how you cheat.
We're not gonna get into the real Matrix stuff today.
Yeah, I was gonna say you're getting kind of Matrixy here already.
I feel like I want to talk about what we would want the cheat codes to be.
Ooh, yeah.
Lots of classic games have a big head mode.
Mm-hmm.
I definitely want that. Right. I definitely want a big head mode to be involved. I feel like invincibility is cool, but that sort of falls in line with, an infinite money cheat, you know? Mm-hmm. That's sort of a given, and it falls back to the if you could have X amount of wishes,
right?
You kind of have to outlaw money because that's what everybody says. I want money. I want to live forever. I want to fly. Although flying would be a pretty rad cheat code.
That would be pretty good.
Yeah, would be pretty cool. I think the big head mode is my main one. I would also like to see a speed up option potentially.
Oh yes. Yeah.
That would be pretty rad.
Yeah. Ooh, how about, because now I'm running through the list in my head of, because my video game playing basically goes back to regular original Nintendo, so I'm running through all the list of Mario power-ups. Not invincibility, but what about the star for temporary invincibility? So you eat the star and then you're good for 20 seconds, so if you wanted to
That's much more balanced well than just I'm impervious to everything.
Right.
This
you're
is just
briefly impervious to everything.
So also, the logistics of putting in cheat codes. How are we putting in cheat codes? I do want to discuss that. It has to be something that's universally available, which would be the body,
cell phone.
Right?
Cell phone.
Well, not everybody has a cell phone. And I also like the idea of the moves in Mortal Kombat where you have to put in a ridiculous stream of movement controls where if somebody does it wrong, it's clear because they just move back and forth and side to side for a second, but then nothing happens.
How about this? You'll appreciate this. Giant human-sized keypads randomly placed on the ground at various locations around the world.
Did you watch Big recently?
No, but yes.
I'm down for that.
I was actually kind of thinking Pokemon at that point.
So you've got to go to the designated
cheat code insertion
command console location to put in your cheat code.
Might be Zoltar, could be something else.
This does sound like a young adult novel already.
It does.
I mean, life is a young adult novel already.
So what's your cheat code that you're trying to get, AJ? Your weird thing, the big head mode.
So, the follow-on to the big head mode was, and this is the one I always enjoyed, when there was a big head mode, if you're discussing something let's say, a Call of Duty or a Medal of Honor online, when you killed the other character, they turned into bouncing tires. Yeah. That was always fun.
Yeah.
But the one I remember was the original Medal of Honor. So we're talking PlayStation here.
Mm-hmm.
Not even PlayStation 1, just PlayStation. Where in the multiplayer, you could put a thing in and every one of the characters turned into werewolves. Yeah. Not like they were actual werewolves, just it was a bunch of werewolves running around on the game map.
Yeah.
Because who wouldn't just want Halloween, want to go boop, 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 werewolves everywhere.
Werewolves everywhere. See, I'm actually thinking of, like, the Tony Hawk's Pro Skater cheat codes. That's where the big head mode came from.
Yeah. Oh,
nice, I was
yeah.
also thinking about low gravity. A low gravity cheat code would be super
cool. Oh, yeah. But, like, bounce around.
I feel like I would like it to only apply to the person rather than, like, an aura effect.
Right.
Because then you're not going to wreck the world around you. Because if everything was low gravity just because I was in this room, I think we would have some serious logistical problems.
So you want flubber mode is what you want.
Flubber mode is exactly, 100% that is what I want.
Car spawn cheats. You crash your car. Oh, you just put in a code.
That's a good
new
one.
Car.
Catch a ride.
Yeah.
Oh,
you want a better car?
References?
You Boom. Want a better car? Better car.
Nice. Hey, if you're driving around, if you're at home, wherever you are, whatever you're doing, ask yourself this question. Ask your kids this question. See where the conversation goes. Type in random buttons on your on your air conditioning and see if a better car pops out. It might. You never know. It probably won't.
If you break the simulation, though, we are not to blame.
If you've got some great answers, share them with us on Facebook or Twitter. Tag us at WCHL Chapelboro at Community Works. Works with an X. Use the hashtag KidsQ. Victor, AJ, thank you so much.
Thank you.